The Eureka Springs Auditorium stands empty and dark this morning, heavy drapes drawn over the immense Victorian stained glass windows. Way in the back, sound and lighting director Ron Sumner leans over an illuminated control board, doing his best to follow student script marks. Sumner casts colorful spots on stage where a troupe of 12 and 13-year-old actors dressed in contemporary garb perform impressionistic scenes from the classic love story Romeo and Juliet.
Don't look at the camera. Stand by. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Say your line.
Camera's rolling. Stand by. And 3, 2, 1.
I see them. They're in the piles of boxes.
Ah! I've been hit!
What did I tell you?
Three student directors have created three different interpretations.
Two households, both alike in dignity. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood make civil hands unclean.
Professional filmmaker Mark Frederick of Buzzcast Network hovers over the actors with his camera, shooting various angles of each scene. He has 2 hours, 2 hours to tape all three vignettes.
They've managed to direct their own plays, put together their own screenplay and writing, and pretty much do all of it themselves. And we're at this point following their direction, and we're going to wind up with a video that they can, each of the students can critique, and I think it'll be a good learning experience for them.
One mom sits in the audience, along with teacher Juanita Kreider. She says this production's part of her middle school English block.
We read the play, and then we were going to have them come up with their own take on certain pieces in the play, which they did. And then we were planning on just having the students video each other and critique the video in class. And it has turned into a really big production where we have professional video and lights in the auditorium in Eureka Springs. And they've just learned so much about teamwork and communication and how to follow direction and time limits and time requirements. And creativity. It's just, you know, they've been able to use their imagination and their creativity and see how that can become practical. After this, we're going to take their pieces and they will, with computers, be editing their pieces as well. So my next block is computers, and we'll be incorporating the piece into the computer block where they'll actually edit their piece.
Romeo and Juliet, set in late 16th century Italy, portrays the utterly tragic, unrequited romance between two young lovers from two different and very feuding families. Elements attractive to contemporary 21st century young people, prohibition, violence, trickery, and most of all, romantic angst.
So we tried to do like visual, auditory, and kinesthetic within the curriculum. And then I just have the daily schedule at the bottom. Also, I have each screenplay that...
I'm laughing because do you feel a little bit like a film producer here?
I have learned so much. This has been, yes. We went from writing storyboards, which we learned about, to actually learning how to write screenplays.
Teacher Juanita Kreider said this project has dissolved chronic cliques among classmates, uniting them in a common endeavor. During filming of the last vignette, some actors relax in their dressing room.
My name is Brian Adams Turner, and I am 14. I am in eighth grade, sorry. And I play the character Benvolio.
My name is John Henry Van Roy. I'm 14 years old, I'm in eighth grade, and I play Patricio Benvolio and the Prince.
My name is Siddhartha Francis Tory Frost, 13. I'm Romeo in my part, and I guess my favorite part is I just get to kill Tybalt. Old English would just be what Shakespeare had it in, and then like what we've put it in is just modern text, whatever we would usually say around here.
Siddhartha Francis Tory Frost said the first two vignettes are primarily battle scenes between the two families, lots of guns, but the third screenplay will be produced as a trailer. And because the class is so small, actors must play multiple roles.
My name is Scott Charles Rodier. I play the character of Tybalt in the first two, and I'm the director of Act 1, Scene 1, the second.
What's it been like directing?
Fun and annoying.
Why annoying?
Just getting everyone to their places and getting it organized has been harder than you would think.
Especially because of their kids.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
I'm Wyatt Favelsack. I play Mercutio, Capulet. I'm a narrator, and I'm Gregory, and I'm in every single one of them.
I think it's like a big privilege to be able to like do something like this, because not many people get to like be on, like, perform such, like, such old plays and be able to, like, be on air right now on the radio and talking about it.
Hi, my name is Erin Taylor. I'm in. I forgot. I'm 13. I'm in 7th grade. I play Juliet, and this experience has just been so amazing. Working with these two have just been awesome, and it's just been really fun.
And you're Romeo.
I'm Raven Leggett. I'm 12 years old. I'm female, and I actually played Romeo. It was really fun, and I really liked the end scene. And it's really fun working with some of my two best friends, because we can work together a lot better.
And you?
Hi, I'm Adriana Dorothy. I played Mercutio. I'm also 13. I'm in 7th grade, and I like the scene where I died, personally.
Karen Fitzpatrick is director of development at Clear Springs School, a nonprofit K-12 facility with 64 enrolled students.
The school has a philosophy of a hands-on, hearts-engaged educational environment, and this project fits in with their. All of the children are working together to make this piece come alive.
Stephen White, Clear Springs School Marketing and Development Director, who recently passed away, helped establish the Global Connections and Learning, which is an intensive study course like this one on any given subject, guided by professional mentors.
So don't relax on it. Keep it beautiful. You're doing great.
Parent Adrian Frost is producing and co-teaching this curriculum. As an artist in residence, he's a painter, sculptor, multimedia installation, and performance artist. Originally from Cornwall, United Kingdom, he maintains studios in New York and Eureka Springs. He's produced theater and public schools elsewhere.
The shot of the girls, the two girls, one Romeo, one playing Romeo, one playing Juliet, and that brilliant language of old Shakespeare between the two of them. Here we are, 2011, Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Broke my heart, reminded me of how beautiful the bard is and how beautiful human beings are.
Post-production, the students will likely show off their film clips on YouTube, right? But the final package will be used to promote Clear Springs School enriched approach to education to attract funds for future artist-in-residence programs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.